simmer down, shut the fuck up. Homegrown podcast, October the 6th. What is up, y'all? I just lost my fucking vape a second ago, and it ruined the fucking intro before this. So, I'm just fucking done with intros, dude. So over it. What is up? You guys listening to the Kennedy episode? I know that I said the next episode I'm gonna do is gonna be a Halloween episode, but I have all this fucking shit I want to talk about, and it's not Halloween related. So I'm gonna wait another week for the Halloween episode. So next week you're gonna get the Halloween episode. This is just like a little impromptu episode. So yeah, let's just fucking get right into it. We are brought to you by Origin Maine. Go to originmaine.com and use the code THOMAS10 for 10% off of your order. Now you're probably thinking, what the fuck is Origin Maine? I don't fucking know either. I'm just kidding. Origin Maine is the home of the popular Jocko Go pre-workout, as well as Jocko Greens and Jocko Joint Warfare, which every week you guys hear me say the same shit. Combats joint inflammation and promotes healthy joint mobility. This shit fucking works, okay? I would not peddle some shit that I don't use. We're not on stream. If we were on a fucking live stream, though, I would grab my fucking Jocko Joint Warfare, okay? 27 years old, lifelong athlete. I fucking hurt, okay? Jocko Joint Warfare gets me through my days. They have a bunch of sweet-ass rash guards. I'm not advertising the geese today because gee fucking sucks. OriginMaine.com, Maine like the state. Use the code THOMAS10, THOMAS10, you get 10% off. Join the Origin Maine family. And we're also brought to you by the Homegrown Fight Co. Okay, hit the link in the bio and you will find the Homegrown Fight Company. We have lots of really cool hoodies and sweatshirts and t-shirts right now. We just started two new campaigns. One is called Wrist Lock the World and the other one is called Buggy Choke the World. And every fucking Tuesday, I make it, like, Tuesday is my day that I intentionally wrist lock and buggy choke the fuck out of everybody. So every Tuesday, nobody likes me. But the gear is really fucking cool. It's printed on Gildan material. Like, it's super solid shit. We even have a Champion brand line of hoodies that is pretty fucking fire. I don't know if you guys have been watching my social media, but I've been wearing the fuck out of my Homegrown Fight Co. shit. Hit the link in the bio, go buy it, and yeah, let's get into the episode. Alright, so that took exceptionally fucking long. What is up, guys? It's been like a minute since I've been able to just come on here and just fucking ramble, I think. And today, I was like thinking of like just random shit, and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna write it down. So, and I've been doing this thing where I write down what I want to podcast about. And so I'm going to take a photo, and I probably should make a fucking Instagram. But I'm going to take a photo of this and upload it eventually. But they're so sporadic, dude. It's so fucking... It's like just all over the fucking place. But number one, I'm calling out Barstool again. Okay? Barstool Sports. I'm an avid supporter of Barstool Sports. Twisted History with Large, St. Ann, and Vibs. Probably my favorite podcast. Probably my favorite podcast, like, next to, like, American Scandal or, like, American History Tellers. Because all I do is, like, I just sit around and I either listen to, like, history podcasts or I'm at the gym or I'm hanging with my kid. Like, I mean, I listen to music, but I'm more on this kick where I've just been listening to history. But I fucking love Barstool Sports. And we're going to circle back to the history thing here in a minute. I love Barstool Sports. I love Dave Portnoy. You guys should fucking hire me. Okay? You guys should hire me. I can podcast. I do the fucking Bill Burr thing just as good as Bill Burr, where I'm a one-man band. I come on here, I talk about random fucking shit, and then I just fucking disappear. So that's my call out to Barstool. I've been tagging them on Twitter. I fucking shout them out all the time. Give me a fucking job. Just pay me to podcast, and we'd be all right. Moving on from that, okay, I just said that I've been listening to a lot of history podcasts. I listen to American History Tellers, which is presented by Wondery. It's narrated by this guy named Lindsey Graham. He's fucking phenomenal. But they recently done this story, or I guess it wasn't too recent, but they done a whole season about this. It was called the Bastard Brigade. And it was these guys that, during World War II, their entire job was to kidnap and bring Nazi scientists to America. And essentially, like, they did. There's this club of scientists that were working with the Nazis called the Uranium Club. And essentially, it was this guy named Boris Pasch had a group of individuals working with him. They weren't even in the military per se. They were with a company called OSS, or with a group called OSS, which was essentially like a precursor to the CIA. And I was just listening to this, and I was like, this is fucking good. So then I went on Amazon, and I bought the fucking book that the entire season is like based on, because it's based on a book called The Bastard Brigade by Sam Keen. And it's really phenomenal. And I think that, like, I love history that isn't too long gone. Like, I like shit. There goes those fucking dogs, dude. I hate my neighbors. I like history that wasn't too long ago, if that makes sense. I like shit that was, like, 80s, 90s, 2000s, etc. But I love, like World War II, or like even when Kennedy was in office. Like, I've done the Kennedy podcast. I'm a fan of the Kennedy family, if that makes sense. I just think that period in history was just so fascinating. But the Bastard Brigade is probably one of the better stories that I've heard as of lately. I listened to that, and then I listened to another thing. It was called the Coal Wars, and it was when West Virginia was essentially just owned by the coal companies. And I was listening to that, and it made me start thinking. I was like, fuck, dude, like, West Virginia sucks. Like, I'm not, it's beautiful. But it typically falls in these demographics, along with Kentucky, along with a lot of Appalachia. The demographics are like cigarette smokers. There's more cigarette smokers in Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, than really anywhere else in the United States. And more people from this area die from lung cancer or cigarette-related illnesses. And the same with obesity. There's a mad fucking obesity problem here as well, which is just very perplexing when you think about obesity and what obesity is. And then, because essentially, obesity is it's caused from multiple different things, right? It can be from overeating, or it could be from various disorders in the body. But you think of this area, this typically poor area, and then you think back, like, way, way long ago. Like, I'm talking 1400s, 1500s, 1600s. Bigger people were related more towards the wealthy. Like, if you were wealthy, a sign that you were wealthy was you were a heftier person, which is part of the reason it's so perplexing to me that most of Appalachia hits this, they ride the obesity line, I guess. And it, like I said, it's a number of factors. I'm not singling anybody out, and I'm not talking shit right now. I'm just, it's interesting when you think of throughout the years in history, that being overweight or being a larger person was a sign of wealth, whereas now one of the poorest areas in the nation, in the world, right? I can't say in the world because there's fucking third world countries, but one of the poorest areas in the nation has an obesity problem. It's just fucking crazy. I think of all the health problems that this area has, and like I look at people, like my family in Florida. I have aunt and uncle and cousins and stuff in Florida. And they're 60, like they're 60 years old compared to a Virginia 60 years old is fucking completely different. It's just so crazy. This area is just so fucking, it's hard on the body. Like, there's no getting around it. It's just fucking hard on the body. I'm going to take a drink. I'm drinking their Bud Light Seltzer Cocktail Hour. I'm drinking lime margarita right now. They also have watermelon, strawberry daiquiri, and tropical punch. I think the lime margarita and maybe the watermelon are my two favorites. And I typically don't like seltzers, but I seen these and I was really thirsty. And I think when you're grocery shopping and you're thirsty, you're just like, fuck it, anything will work. So I bought them while I was thirsty, and they actually turned out to be pretty good. They're a little, I wouldn't even say on the expensive side, because I got a 12 pack for about $13, which is normally what you're spending on Bud Light. But they're pretty fucking good, dude. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I do not like seltzers. I don't fuck with White Claw. I don't fuck with, like, any of that bullshit. But these are pretty good. I've not even hit my fucking notes yet. I just talked about obesity, and I'm gonna just jump right into fucking food. I've been absolutely obsessed with food talk or food TikTok or whatever. And I watched these guys make this fucking chuck roast the other day, and they had bear claws. They pulled it apart. They made sandwiches that looked fucking incredible. And the same day that I seen that, I also watched this guy make a homemade apple cider. And I was like, yo, why the fuck am I not making my own chuck roast sandwiches and apple cider? So I went and I bought all the shit for it. And then I was looking through my photos earlier today. I was going to show my brother something. And I'm just looking through my photos, and I just noticed that I fucking screenshotted, like, 8 fucking recipes. 8 fucking recipes that I've just screenshotted. I'm just like, yeah, I'll save those for later. Like, I'm literally, I think the older I get, I've scratched my head. I don't know if the mic's going to pick it up. I'm, like, right on this motherfucker. The older I get, I'm more like my parents every single fucking day. Like, my mom, if you go through my mom's photo album right now on her phone, let's say she has 100 photos. 75 of them are screenshot fucking recipes. Guarantee it. Or if you look in her tabs, like on her Windows or whatever, half of them are fucking recipes. Like, that's a fact. And I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like the older we get, we just become our parents. Because I have this recipe, I'm going to bring it up. For, this is actually the one, the one I'm most excited about. Where's it at? It's a fucking dip. Where's it at? I didn't save the name of it, but it's a fucking no-bake dip. It has cream cheese, powdered sugar, pumpkin puree, pumpkin spice, whipped topping. You just fucking mix it all together, and then you cover and you chill it in the refrigerator. I'm going to say that again. If you guys want to make this shit, cream cheese, powdered sugar, pumpkin puree, pumpkin spice, and whipped topping, or Cool Whip. I'm probably going to use Cool Whip. And you just mix it together, and then you let it chill. And it's like, it's a dip. You can literally dip, I don't really know what I'm going to dip, but you can dip shit. Dipshit. That was unintentional. But the older I get, the more I screenshot recipes, and I'm just like, dude, I'm fucking old. I'm 27 years old. I pop crack. I'll train hard one day, and I'm down for like 3 days. The next 3 days, I have to just fucking drill. I'm getting old, dude. That's why I'm using my Jocko Joint Warfare, OriginMain.com. Use the code Thomas10. That was also very unintentional, but we're in it to win it now. We're still not even fucking on the list, and we're 13, almost 14 minutes in. That's very impressive that we've not even hit my list yet. I was planning this masterful fucking segue into, like, shit that's on my list. I cut my fucking thumb today. And I cut my thumb, on average, probably twice as much as the other fingers. I work with metal, so cutting yourself is very common. But I cut my thumb, I've noticed, more often than the other fingers. Moving on. you guys remember the movie Goodfellas, right? Did you know that it was based on a book, also titled Goodfellas? And Henry Hill is a very real person. Back in the day, there was a scandal. It was the Boston College basketball team gambling scandal, where essentially the Boston College basketball players were working the games so that the mafia could bet on a spread, and the basketball team was ensuring that that is how the games would end, which is a fucking huge no-no. Henry Hill, from Goodfellas, the literal main character of Goodfellas, Ray Liotta, rest in peace, beautiful fucking man. He was the fucking guy, not Ray Liotta, but Henry Hill, the character he portrayed in Goodfellas. He was the fucking guy. That is so crazy. Around the same time as Goodfellas too, because if you guys watch Goodfellas, you'll remember there's this part in the movie where Henry and Robert De Niro hit the airport luggage, or maybe I think they just robbed the airport. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. They pull off this heist at the airport though, which coincided with the same time that the Boston College gambling scheme was going on. A lot of the shit that you guys see, The Godfather, Goodfellas, The Irishman, which you can't throw The Irishman in the same group as Goodfellas or The Godfather. Even Scarface. Scarface is loosely based on Al Capone. Al Capone, famous Chicago gangster, nicknamed Scarface. Tony Montana's character is loosely based on Al Capone, hence the name Scarface. But Goodfellas was based on a book. Henry Hill is a real fucking person. Don Corleone. These are based on real fucking people. The Sopranos. I've went over this before. The Sopranos is based on... I almost said Vinny Pazienza, but that's fucking... That's a boxer. Vinny Oceans. Vinny Palermo. That's his fucking real name. Vinny Palermo. From fucking New Jersey, which is coincidentally where The Sopranos is based in. Is fucking New Jersey. But just like when I was listening to a whole podcast dedicated to the Boston College gambling thing, and I was like, holy shit, like, Henry Hill was involved in this the same fucking time that the plot of the movie The Goodfellas was taking place. Henry Hill's a fucking OG, man. I don't know if that guy's still alive. I should have looked that up. I should have looked up if Henry Hill is still alive. I'm going to take a sip of my lime margarita. This shit's fucking good. Henry Hill, man. Henry Hill, top five gangsters for me. Goodfellas, top three fucking movie for me. I don't know if you guys just heard my phone vibrate. Michael just messaged me, and he listens to every podcast, so shout out to my brother Michael. We're planning a vacation, actually, and Michael's going to come along with us. Michael's part of the family. Piece of shit broke down again. Michael's truck keeps breaking down. Did you guys do something to his truck during the episode where him and I were live streaming and watching commercials and we gave the location of his truck when it was parked in Vegas? Do you guys fuck with it? What a shame. The last thing on my list is probably the most interesting thing for a majority of you guys. There is a YouTube channel called Mr. Nightmare. And it's like stories, essentially, is the only way that I know how to describe it. Stories. So I guess it's they're comprised from like Reddit posts and different shit like that, which I love. I love shit like that. So it's like a bunch of Reddit posts that get narrated and then made into a video. And they're typically about 15, 20 minutes long. And they're like fucking like scary, like horror shit. If it makes sense. Like real life shit that's like horror shit. So we listened to one and it was like top three Airbnb horror stories. And immediately the first one, this kid goes, well, the narrator, he says, I was in Las Vegas for a jiu-jitsu tournament, staying at an Airbnb. And I was like, oh my God, I had fucking PTSD because you guys remember when I was in Vegas and we were with the fucking, and I don't know if they're listening to the podcast because I definitely gave them the podcast before they tried to fucking kill me. But do you guys remember when I was in Vegas and I got fucking poisoned and almost died? Do you guys remember that? I don't know. Did I talk about that? Anyways, I was in Vegas for High Rollers, 420, the 420 Open, right? An absolute tournament. I got the fucking biggest motherfucker in the whole tournament. First round, fucking sucked. After the tournament, right? We leave. We fucking go down to the strip. We're hanging out, eating fucking great pizza at Giordano's. By the way, if you're on the Vegas Strip, go to Giordano's. It's the best fucking pizza, probably in all of Nevada. But I'm gonna venture to say it's probably the best pizza on that side of the country. But we were hanging out on the strip. Everything was cool. Bought a case of beer, went back to the Airbnb. And everybody knows, I love soda, right? I buy a 2-liter everywhere I go. And I'll just like sip it like throughout the weekend or throughout the week or whatever. We had left and went to this Mexican little spot that we kept stopping at. I can't remember the name of it right now. I feel fucking terrible because they were literally the best food we had in Vegas was at this little rundown fucking Mexican joint. And we had left. We went there. Maybe we were just out exploring. I don't really know. But we come back and I had left the 2-liter in the bedroom. Which usually at Airbnbs, like I've stayed at a lot of Airbnbs. I've left shit in the room hundreds of times, came back, drank it, came back, ate it, whatever. Came back, smoked it even, right? And shit's been cool. I come back. Michael had just left. Michael made the trip from St. George, Utah to Nevada, to Las Vegas. Came for High Rollers, hung out, we smoked some weed. He leaves. The next day, Easter, actually. The next day was Easter Sunday. We go to the strip. We spent Easter on the Las Vegas strip, which is pretty fucking cool, honestly. I missed hiding eggs with Sadie, but I had went. It was a whole thing planned way ahead of time, right? So we spent We spent Easter on the Vegas strip, and I'd left like 2 drinks and like some other shit in the room. Didn't really like really think about it. I can't talk, sorry. Didn't really think about it. I thought nothing of it. We come back that night and I was like, fuck it. Like, we gonna ball. You know what I mean? Like, we gonna throw down a little bit. So, and at the time, Alicia was in fight camp and couldn't smoke weed. So, in turn, like, I couldn't really smoke weed. So, we just, like, I was like, I'm gonna drink. So I bought a case of Mick Ultra and I have my 2-liter and I'm just eating junk food because I just fucking competed. Like I was kind of celebrating. And Leisha's chilling. She's just like drinking water, just, you know, being good on her shit. And, we got up the next day and went to Syndicate. And when we woke up the next morning, I didn't really feel all that great. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I've told this story before. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've definitely told this story before. Went to Syndicate, trained, left, explored, and I just started feeling like dog shit. Went back, finished off the 2-liter that night, and went to Syndicate the next day again. And I couldn't do shit. I was fucking, like, my head was pounding. My stomach was in fucking knots. We leave from Syndicate, and we go to this little bitty, it was like a country cooking kind of place down the road from Syndicate. I couldn't even fucking eat. And at this point, I'm thinking, well, maybe I've drank too much beer and maybe I'm dehydrated. So I'm pounding fucking water. Pounding Body Armor, Gatorade, whatever. Nothing is kicking. This fucking headache and this stomach ache. I'm getting dizzy. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I need instant relief. We go to this gas station. I buy BC Goody Powder. Take it. Nothing. And that's usually if I'm having a headache, like if I have a migraine or a headache or whatever, BC Goody Powder is pretty much the only thing that's going to like knock it off. Does fucking nothing. We go back to the Airbnb and I have a fever. My head hurts to the point where I think I'm literally going to fucking die. And I start hallucinating. This was so crazy. I started fucking hallucinating. Locked myself in this Airbnb bathroom. And suddenly convinced that the hosts of this Airbnb, this married couple, is trying to fucking kill me. Alicia comes in there to check on me. And I just announce very loudly, hey, they're trying to kill us. And I don't feel like dying today. I gotta go kill them. It's them or me. And so she ends up getting me calmed down. We get on a flight, fly from Vegas to Orlando. I'm dead the whole way. Passed out at the airport. Literally just sat in the seat, died. To the point where if I didn't have help getting on the plane, I probably would still be in Vegas right now. Get to Orlando, can do fuck all. Like, I literally call an Uber and I'm asleep. Get in the Uber and I'm asleep. Get to the next Uber, I'm asleep. Because we have the Uber from fucking Orlando all the way to St. Augustine, Florida. And I'm dead. And I know in my fucking heart that, I don't even know how we got started on this. I know that these people, Mr. Nightmare. I know that these people fucking poisoned me. And the reason they did is because I'm bigger than Alicia. And they assumed if they took out the big one, they could take on the little one. That's just what is in my head. Probably what happened. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I had the fucking coronavirus. Who knows? Probably not. I've never felt like that before. And I was tripping. I was tripping so fucking hard, dude, that I seen myself. I was throwing up in the bathtub, by the way. And I seen myself, and it was something else, dude. It was something else. I was probably gonna cut their fucking heads off. Had she not been there. So that's a good thing. I think I just blasted through my list. Cut my thumb, food, Mr. Nightmare. Oh, Mr. Nightmare has a lot of really cool videos on this channel. Holy fuck, dude. We segued so fucking hard. Mr. Nightmare has a lot of really cool videos on this channel. We watched one that was like this pizza delivery guy goes to deliver pizza to this dilapidated fucking house on a dirt road, and he walks up, the house is empty, no lights on, knocks on the door, sees this lady peeking out the window at him. Nobody ever comes to the door. So he sets the pizza down, runs back to his car, and in the time he walked from the driveway up to the house and then back, somebody had slashed all four tires. He starts driving down the dirt road, hauling ass because he's terrified of whoever was just looking at him through the window. And all four tires are slashed, so he fucking has to stop. Calls the police because he's freaking the fuck out, which who wouldn't? You know, it's a terrifying situation. And then apparently the same woman that looked at him through the window is now standing behind his fucking car and smiling at him in the rearview mirror. Like, it's just a compilation of stories like that. Each video is fucking creepier than the next, dude. I love it. We binged it right, like, literally the last thing I remember thinking last night was like, damn, that was crazy. And that was it. I think I'm going to end it here. I've 27, almost 28 minutes of me just fucking rambling. I hope you guys have a great day. Your Halloween episode's coming up. I can't give you a fucking Halloween episode 6 days in the fucking October. I'm not a fucking white girl like that. I've been drinking the pumpkin spice for a couple months now, okay? I love pumpkin spice. You guys know I fuck with pumpkin anything. And I fuck with the fall, dude. When the leaves start to change, dude, I'm in my element. But I cannot rationalize giving you guys a Halloween episode on October fucking 6th. That makes no sense. Okay, you have a whole rest of fucking October before you even need the Halloween episode. So, next week, maybe. Maybe next week. You guys might not even get it next week. I might do a whole episode on the Bastard Brigade next week. Because it's a fire-ass story. You guys are going to be like, oh, that's pretty fire. Even for the people that listen, I'm taking a drink. Even for the people that listen and they hate the history episodes, it's a fucking fire-ass history episode. Okay. As always, brought to you by Origin Main. OriginMain.com, Thomas 10. Homegrown Fight Co., click the link in the motherfucking bio. Dude, I was saying last week, everybody at the gym became a rapper. I should be a fucking rapper. Did y'all just hear that? Click the link in the bio. Buy the Buggy Choke the World sweatshirt. It's on sale right now. Everything's on sale. Actually, I think I did a fall sale and just haven't fixed the prices yet. And I probably will forget as soon as I like get done with this. So I think everything's on sale. Just go buy whatever you want. I love you guys. Adios.